me again, the High Time Queen from the Space Bunker Temp Services, just killing time and getting high up here in space between seasons. Yeah, that's right, Jokers, I can levitate 6 inches off the ground now. No one's checking up on me, so I'm gonna start releasing season one of the popular Magic Tavern spin-off, Offices and Bosses, that until now has only been available on Stitcher Premium. So it's new to you, probably, you cheapskate. Okay, let me see if I can get this sweet, sweet Offices and Bosses audio rolling. It's bookended by the original Space Bunker stuff recorded by my predecessor, so that's awkward. But we'll get through it. I'm just gonna hit play. See you in 2 weeks!
Where to begin? The following is simply an everyday Earth-based podcast about a magical realm pretending to engage in a role-playing game that takes place in an everyday Earth-based world. Pardon me while I go choke on my Inception DVD. Also, if you're one of those detail-obsessed types, one, this series takes place around recording number 92 of Hello from the Magic Tavern, and two, say hello to your mother as she stops by the basement to lay out this week's outfit. And now, enjoy the show.
Fear not, marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am Office Manager, your guide in the realm of Offices and Bosses!
Welcome to Offices and Bosses, a mini-series spin-off of Hello from the Magic Tavern. If you've never listened to Hello from the Magic Tavern, this is what you need to know. About a year and 9 months ago,
Why are you doing this? Nobody needs to know the backstory of Magic Tavern. They're listening to us play a game.
Well, I know. Look, this is a podcast where we play the game Offices and Bosses, but I think people maybe need to know some context. About a year and 9 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon.
No. We don't need to know that. We're just going to play a game.
Oh, all right. Well, look.
Game night!
All right, fine. Look, I'm Arnie. I'm a human. I'm from Earth.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hukstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. But when I play Offices and Bosses, I'm known as John Bastion.
That's right.
And I'm Chunt the Shapeshifter, king of the badgers, and when I play Offices and Bosses, I'm Dan Smith. Wait, let me find the right... how did I sound before? Here's my regular voice. Here's Dan Smith. Okay, I think I got it. And I'm a temp. I'm a temp, baby.
John, you're a master of voices.
Yes, I'm trying to really get into the game.
Okay, so apparently on Foon, it's a very popular role-playing game. Well, you know, I don't think I could explain it very well. Why don't we let our leader of the game explain it?
Sure. I'm the Metamor.
Yeah.
Here a lot, not gonna lie. Here at the bar a lot.
In the tavern all the time.
And playing this game and whatnot. And, it's glad to bring you along, Arnie, and whatnot. I'm sorry your character died.
Yeah, my character, Ryan DeGiorgi, the son of the boss, died last time we played off.
Oh, man, how did it die?
Well, you know, Dan Smith stabbed him in the face.
Oh, man. As Chunt, I apologize for that. As Dan Smith, fuck you.
I mean, those things happen. In the world of Offices and Bosses, you know. Those things will happen in this fantastical, mysterious world.
Oh, wonderful.
With buildings over 100 stories.
Oh.
So we're excited. You have a new character. You've rolled up a new character, I see.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a little... I want to play this game with you guys, but, you know, I want something that's sort of more exciting for me. So, John, I know you're Dan Smith. A temp?
I'm a temp, yes. A temporary.
It's a temporary employee.
And Usador, you're John Sebastian...
John Bastion.
A marketing manager.
With a fedora.
And I will be playing an elf from another world who fell through a dimensional portal behind a blacksmith shoppy into the mundane, normal
shoppy?
World.
We're just going to let shoppy slide?
Offices and Bosses. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the shoppy.
We'll make that work, maybe. We'll see. You have a name for your character?
Yes. Orlando Bloom.
Well, at least the name is weird enough.
Aren't you going to ask me what a fedora is? It's a kind of hat.
It's a fancy hat. And we also have a another guest playing with us.
My name is Flower, and I'm honestly, like, I don't do a lot of stuff like this, and this is very exciting to me.
Flower, you're in for a treat. This is a wonderful game that you can really delve into and lose yourself in this wonderful, fantastical world that Metamore is about to take us through.
Normally, like, I'm all about, like, pounding nerds, but this seems like fun.
Flowers in the world of Offices and Bosses don't actually speak. I know it's strange, and we don't think they have feelings, but if they don't speak, so we don't know.
Right, that's why my character is not a flower. My character, my character's name is Gail Davidson Durst.
Gail Davidson Bush?
Durst.
Dursh?
Durst. D-U-R-S-T. It's hyphenated. Gail Davidson Durst, and I am on the IT team.
Ah, okay, great. Excellent. Well, I'm sure many of your technology skills will come in handy.
Yep.
Is everybody prepared?
Yes.
Are we ready? So. Oh, very good.
Holy shit.
You have my bow.
Okay, you're going to
ask that. Ask that whole voice, that whole name. What? Just knock it off.
You have my
bow. I'm getting into my character.
Well, you find yourselves in a conference room in a large office building. And you have received a message that the Q4 numbers are due. So you must go around the office and find the keepers of the various numbers so you can compile the statistics for the quarterly report for the all-important fourth quarter. You must find Carl, Steve, Diane, and Kelly.
Carl, Steve, Diane, and Kelly.
Yes, yes.
What strange names are these?
And these Q4 numbers are due by EOB today, so...
Ooh, EOB means end of business, Arnold.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay, very exciting. Well, I look around the conference room.
Do the voice.
Oh, I want to look around the conference room and see if I notice any of the numbers or runes that I need to find for the Q4 report.
That's great. And as a marketing manager, you are... Would you like to use your keen awareness in...
I'm going to use my dexterity and see if flipping around the room will actually help.
Great. Roll a die there.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, yes. Seven. By the telephone, which is a magical communication device, you notice a company roster listing a phone tree, and on that phone tree you find Carl, Steve, Diane, and Kelly, and where their desks are.
Oh, excellent. Can I examine this phone tree to decide which one is closest to go to first?
It appears Carl is closest.
All right.
I examine the phone tree for fruit or berries.
It appears someone has spilled coffee on it, but there are no fruits or berries on the phone.
I dated a tree one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. Mm. There's a lot to take in.
And is this Flower talking or Gail Davidson?
No, that was... I'm not good at this game. I just, like, made me think of Gail... No, Gail...
When you
Gail.
Say a lot to take in...
You know what
a
I'm
talking about.
You are a rude person, Arnold.
The size of that pollen
is
not an appropriate question.
No, I brought it up. I clearly wanted to talk about it. Gail Davidson Durst here, and I sent out a company email.
Noticing that there was coffee spilled on the phone tree... Dan Smith, the temp, realizes I should probably make coffee for everyone, so I find a little pod that I put into a machine, and I press it, and the coffee is made, just like that.
Okay, as a temp, you do specialize in random tasks.
Oh, beautiful,
so
beautiful.
Roll that die real fast.
Oh, of course, yes. I said just like that, but I should roll for it. Here we go.
We got a plus four
and
on that.
All right, so that's going to be a 14?
14, okay. It's okay, coffee. It's marginal. It's fine. No one's going to complain.
I believe Gail wanted to try to send
a company-wide email.
Yes.
And you are, as an IT professional, you are going to be excellent at it. You're going to get definitely an advantage on that role.
Great.
What would you like the content of that email to be?
I would like the email to be, where are the numbers, please?
Where are the numbers? Great.
She said, please.
Because that's where we want to get the numbers, right? So it's like, I'll just be straight to the point. GDD does not fuck around. She's like, get straight to the point. She doesn't even, like, use capital letters in her emails.
And
there are always people in Offices and Bosses who just go right to work.
Sure.
You know, they don't want to get involved in the fantasy. They just want to dive right in and start working.
That's a legitimate way to play, though.
Yeah, the work, totally the work seems like the thing to do. Like, yeah. That's although, the excitement.
Would you say that most, like, long-term Offices and Bosses players, they start the game, they probably spend a good half hour to an hour just kind of, like, easing into the workday, maybe just kind of dicking around on their computer?
Well, there might be some that do that, you know. Some, you know, there's three kinds of people who play Offices and Bosses. Those who get in it for the fantasy aspect of it, who want to just leave themselves and go to this different world.
Yeah, escapism.
Yeah, escape this horrible magical land that you live in.
Ugh, so boring.
One of my best friends is a skull who's made of pizza. Like, let me sit down and write.
Yeah.
There are those who wish to have an adventure, do something with themselves, and there are those who want to simulate an alternative reality. Mm-hmm. How accurately can we get this reality? Mm-hmm. How accurately? This die roll on making coffee, you know. We can't just assume you can make coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
Yeah, most people from my world have a percentage likelihood of successfully making the coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would anyone like to venture forth with me?
Wait, I haven't gotten a chance to do my action yet.
Oh.
I'm going to,
I'm not accustomed to you taking actions.
Well, every turn, I have to do something. That's how this game works, right?
Wait, so is Orlando Bloom just seated the whole game?
No, Orlando Bloom is alive.
You can walk around
elf.
And stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is fantasy.
All right, go for it.
I am going to remember the name of my fathers and say a silent prayer to the Goddess of Wonderment.
I'll let you do that without rolling. That's fine.
Oh, okay, so I just succeeded?
You just did it. Well, that company-wide email has gone out, and Carl has arrived with his numbers.
So that I win?
So that is good. That's a quarter of the Q4 numbers.
Oh, okay.
You've already received. So Carl's arrived.
Gail Davidson Durst at it again.
GDD says you're welcome with an annoying tone.
Do your Durst.
Carl's got a bunch of papers, and all kinds of papers are flying everywhere behind him, and just throws them all on the table, and there's just a big mess.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I'm sorry. I know you want the Q4 numbers. I just came down from accounts receivable, and these are just, they told me these, I don't know. He's real flustered.
Carl, these papers are a mess.
Well, I mean, everyone has their own organizational system. It's just mine. I have them here somewhere.
I go to make Carl coffee, but I pee in it. All right. 17.
Carl does not notice. He does not notice the urine in his coffee.
Boom, baby.
And he drinks it, does not notice. He does not notice. The clock is still ticking.
I try to use charisma to get Carl to explain his organizational system to me.
Sure, and as a marketing manager, you probably have some...
I'm pretty high charisma.
Yeah, you want to roll your die there?
It's a 12.
12, okay.
But I get a +3 buffer because I donned my fedora.
You do? Okay. Well, you know, with that, Carl calms down. He relaxes a little bit and begins narrowing it down the search to what's... I know it's one of these three pieces of paper are going to be the numbers you guys need.
Phew.
Excellent.
And then I come in and I take the paper and I just do it myself quietly with no recognition.
Sure. I'm going to roll the die there. Again, IT professionals are very good at working independently.
Mm-hmm. There's a woman in the office. I usually just take on the...
Is that...
Yep, that's a 5.
And does she get all of that 5 or 70% of that 5?
Of that...
The 5-year-old, does she get all of it or 70%?
She gets all of it.
Oh, okay.
She gets all of it. Well, you've narrowed it down. You know you've gotten Carl's numbers. Well,
excellent.
Done.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
And just as he leaves, Steve comes in. Again, the company-wide email has brought everybody in.
Classic Steve.
So Steve comes in, and he's just like, what? Why am I here? What's going... What's the story?
I believe Arnold has initiative.
It's Orlando. Orlando sings a song to the creatures of the woods.
Is the office near the woods?
Is the office near the woods?
Is the office near the woods?
The
office is not near the woods.
It's in a bit of an office park.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a misnomer because no one's allowed in the office park.
Oh, okay.
It's this big closed off wooded fieldy area that looks quite beautiful. You'd love to have a picnic there, but you're not allowed to.
Oh, okay.
How strange is
that? Well, then I guess
if you want to roll your die there.
11?
11. Okay, well, the strange nature of your song just kind of confuses Steve. And he's like, look, I'm going back to my desk. If you guys don't have anything, need anything from me, I'm just going back to my desk, all right?
We do need something from you, Steve.
What's that? What do you need?
We need the Q4 numbers.
Do you guys hate your jobs as much as I do?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty miserable here, right?
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, it's the Gail Davidson worst.
That's good.
I mean, like, I hate it here. You know how much money I make?
Chunt. Yeah, I think he wants you to commiserate.
Oh, how much money do you make? Can't be less than me.
32 grand.
I make 18 grand.
Well, you're a temp, man, but I mean, like, I'm, like, salaried, or I make 32 grand.
That's bullshit. You're the best, man. Steve, you're the, like, no kidding. Like, you're here a half hour early every day. You stay a half hour late. I've been by your desk. You have a beautiful wife, three beautiful children. I mean,
thanks, man.
Your home life is amazing, but this job is killing you.
I'm trying to live by the core values, you know? Yeah. And I don't get thanks for it. Like, how much money do you make, John Bastion?
Oh, I make only $36,000 a year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, how you're a marketing manager.
While all of this is happening, I have snuck off to my computer to create an invite to my child's birthday party and use company paper to do it.
I'm going to roll that die.
20.
Natural 20.
Wow.
Wow. You also managed to steal some toner and paper clips that fall into your purse, and no one seems to even mind. That was fantastic.
Man, Gail is killing it.
If you want to roll for Steve for commiserating there, again, as a temp, as a low-level hourly employee, you have the ability to commiserate better. Mm-hmm.
That's a 13 plus modified 16.
That's perfect. Great. Steve's like, look, dude, just take this. Take my paperwork. You want the numbers? Boom.
Yeah.
You got them.
Yeah, baby.
Let's get out of here.
Classic Steve.
I'm also going to roll two of these four-sided dice to try to read Steve's mind before he leaves the room.
Ooh.
I only got a 2.
Steve's mind is easier to read.
Oh.
That's good.
I hate my job. I hate my job.
He just says it, too.
Pretty.
He's saying
not,
what he's
not particularly
thinking.
Useful.
Yeah, Steve is all text, no subtext.
No.
I hate my job.
While Steve repeats that, I'm going to roll to see if I can take a sneak peek at Gail Davidson Durst's party invite and see if her husband's name is Fred.
On the invite, you do see.
It is Fred.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Diane has not appeared in the conference room. I suggest we sally forth and form a party to go to her desk and get the Q4 numbers from her.
Very well. If is that everybody? We're going to go make a visit Diane in person?
Yeah, I mean, Usador's basically just forming a quest.
Oh, Usador, you got to do something different.
Well, we could split up. Two of us could go and two of us could try something else. Two of us could go try to meet Diane and two could try to go meet Kelly.
We could try to get everybody in the same room with enticing them.
Oh, yes. Maybe we should, maybe we should buy a cake for the office.
Yeah, there's a cake in the break room.
Is that like everybody's cake or is that for anybody?
It's for everybody.
Okay.
I already had a little bit of cake.
Orlando.
I saw it there.
Did you cut into the message?
No, not just the corner. Just the corner. I mean, there was a flower. There was an actual flower.
That is offensive.
I know.
Well, if you want to try to repurpose the cake or bring it over, you can. It will be a penalty for it, but let anybody know that there's cake in the break room or the conference room. Could bring Diane and Kelly there. That's for sure.
I still think we should form a quest and just go to them directly.
All right, I'm done for the party.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
On the quest. All right, you leave the conference room on your way to Diane's cubicle. You find Diane at her cubicle, at her computer.
And what is a cubicle?
It's,
We'll find out right after this break.
Hello, I'm Charles Schmutz, world-famous carfoonist and creator of the comic strip No Shoes for Tuesday. As we all know, carfoonists use forbidden magics to take our crude drawings and allow them to move and talk and live. Do you wish you were a carfoonist like me? Well, now you can be with the new game Oodles of Doodles. For just the price of one milk-producing goat and your favorite child's hair, you can own Oodles of Doodles, a game for friends and families that let you bring your own carfoons to life. Just like a real carfoonist. Each box of Oodles of Doodles contains one fell slate tablet, one piece of arcane chalk, 200 clue cards, and hours of fun.
Cabbage?
No.
Birds? 30 feet of rope?
A badger?
No.
Ooh, a wizard?
Birds, a dragon, clouds.
Are you even trying?
I said clouds. Jesus Christ!
What is that?
Guess.
I don't want to.
You have to, that's the game.
What dark magics have wrought this horror?
Time's up, you idiots. It was a cat.
Why is it all squished in on one side?
It's called perspective.
No, I'm out.
Oodles of Doodles. Bring your creations to life. Today.
whether you should or not.
Now, Metamor, what is a cubicle?
Well, a cubicle, imagine an outhouse.
Got it.
Where you've cut the walls off.
Understood. No, I got it.
At 5 feet. And moved it indoors. And there's
and,
no there's
and
no
you
hole.
Just shit in there?
Well, no, there's no hole. It is actually where your workstation is.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, I would like to speak to Diane.
What? What do you want?
We were trying to get the Q4 numbers together.
I gave him to Roz, okay? I gave him to Roz.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm yes,
Diane is sassy.
And just, Roz is in town, okay?
I apologize. Okay. We were under the impression that you had them.
Well, Roz is in from Richmond, okay?
Okay.
And she, I just gave them to her.
Do you know where, is she in a temporary office or an open cubicle?
Wait, can I jump in here?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Hey, Diane.
Yeah?
I got a half-drunk bottle of Arbor Mist back in my cubicle. You wanna, do
you
want
to? Are you kidding, Gail? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Do you want to?
That's what? The best thing I've heard all day.
That's what I thought.
Well, actually roll a die for it. Let me see. It is the best thing you've heard all day.
12.
Okay. Well, she is. What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that it's a peach Chardonnay, and that just. We just go see what happens.
Do you, on your character sheet, do you have a peach Chardonnay listed on your character sheet?
No, I have a strawberry Merlot.
Well, yeah. I know you're new to the game, but
don't lie to her.
You have to actually use the items.
Okay. Character sheet. Okay.
Cool. And Metamor, just a heads up, just to step out of the game for 1 minute. Probably don't piss off Flower. Like, she seems pretty cool right now, but the last thing you want to do in Foon is to piss off a Flower. Like,
she's pretty easy.
That's okay.
I mean, I threw her off a cliff.
I came back a changed Flower, but also fuck you. Great show.
I'm going to attempt to engage now that Diane's defenses seem to be a little lowered, and I'm going to try and roll to see if her and Sam are ever going to get together.
Sure. You don't know. You don't know. Inconclusive.
Will they? Won't they?
I don't know. I think Sam should get together with Rebecca.
Arnie, it's your turn.
Oh, I cut Diane's arm off.
What? Don't do that. We're trying to figure out why she gave the numbers.
That was her numbers arm.
I pull out my elven sword and I cut Diane's arm off.
Oh my god!
All right,
roll a die.
Okay.
This is a bad
idea. Whoa! 20.
This is a bad idea.
Okay.
I just want to say that for the record.
You cut her arm off, and the blade continues into her chest.
Shit.
And
oh no! Wait.
Into her lungs, and she's. Instantly killed. Instantly killed.
I checked the inside of her body for the numbers.
No, wait, but we can...
Wait, I killed Diane?
You killed Diane.
Oh, Jesus. But, guys, this is why I don't do anything.
She said she gave the numbers to Roz, so can we just go find Roz?
Oh, yeah.
Poor Sam.
He's too active.
I need everyone to roll, on the mention of Roz, everyone needs to roll a office gossip check.
Okay.
Anyone get over 14? Any over 14?
I have a 16.
16?
Mm-hmm. I only had a 6.
Dan, you know of Roz Walters. She's the Midwest Regional COO, and she's a boss. She's a boss.
Ooh.
She's a real boss.
Oh. Now we're getting somewhere.
And we're going to need those numbers in order to compile your numbers to get the final final tally. Mm-hmm.
We've got two
numbers. Diane is dead, so if there was another copy on her computer, we probably won't know.
Mm. And I don't know if this is permissible. I'm going to use one of my bike pins. What did you say they're called, Arnie?
The Bic.
Bic. That's what it was. Bic pins. I'm going to use those to take Diane's eyes, just in case we need those later.
Sure. Great.
I'll put those into my satchel of holding.
Sure. Messenger bag of holding? Yeah.
Write
that on your character sheet. You've got Diane's eyes.
Diane's eyes.
Do you inspect the eyes, or
I do want to look at the eyes. Yeah,
they're blue.
They're blue.
Two blue eyes.
I would like to inspect her desk area and see if there's anything that's useful here.
And roll a die there.
I would like to take a turn to think about what I've done.
It's a 5.
It's a 5. You just find some cat pictures.
Can I have those
pages? Sure, if you'd like.
Okay.
A few Ziggy cartoons.
Ziggy.
Yeah, it's just kind of this formless blob with arms and legs that has wise, very keen wise quotes.
Well, that doesn't seem fantastical.
Yes.
A little blob.
At first I thought it was an Arnie cartoon until it said something wise. Now, I suppose, should we try to go speak to Kelly before we take on Roz?
I killed Diane.
Lando, get over it.
Yeah, can we shorten Orlando to Lando?
Lando?
That name sounds way cooler.
Yeah. So, Gail, do you think we should go talk to Kelly before we take on Roz?
I don't give a shit about Kelly. I gotta be honest. She hasn't talked to me. Can we go to Roz?
Straight to Roz? You want to go straight to Roz without talking to Kelly?
Is that wise?
I mean, she's the CEO. That's going to be a big step up in terms of difficulty.
COO, actually.
What was it? COO.
Cool.
Chief Operations Officer. Midwest Region.
I'd like to try to broker a peace between Gail and Kelly. I'd like to try to get them talking again.
Okay. Do you have any skills in the HR realm or just marketing?
Well, I have a high charisma, but I don't have any HR experience.
Well, let's go ahead and roll then on your charisma.
Okay.
Did Diane have a family?
Yes, she did. Yeah. John Bastion found a picture of her and five dogs. And it said, I rescued all of you.
Oh.
13.
Okay. Well, Kelly might come around, but Gail's still a little recalcitrant.
Mm.
But certainly, maybe Kelly might come around if you can find where she is.
I tried.
You can talk to Kelly. I'm just gonna hang back because I can't be responsible for what I say to Kelly.
Okay. Would you guys go to find Kelly then?
I'm going to roll to see if I can yell and say "cake in the break room" if that will send Kelly a running.
Sure.
So I'm gonna roll here. I got an 8.
Ooh, well, Kelly has been on a diet.
Okay.
And so cake on a break is not gonna attract her.
Yeah. And in 8, I probably say something like break in a cake room or something like
that.
Yeah.
Screw it up. Yeah.
Should I worry about going to jail?
Well, you haven't really committed any crimes, you know.
Yes, you just killed an office mate.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Off to Kelly? Are we off to Kelly?
I think we should go talk to Kelly before we take on Roz, but some people seem to want to go to Roz.
Can we call Kelly?
Sure. You found the phone tree. You know what her extension is.
Let's climb to the top of the phone tree and shout out for her to meet
Kelly!
Us.
Kelly!
Can we do that? Can we shout from the phone tree?
Yes, you certainly can. Just climb to the top of the phone tree and shout out.
Wonderful.
Across the office, you see someone stand up, a woman stand up across the office. What do you want?
Classic.
You recognize Kelly. Immediately. This is Kelly.
We need the Q4 numbers.
That's what he said last night.
Oh, no. That's
nice.
Nice. This is why I did not want to talk to Kelly.
Everyone needs to make a concentration check or be sucked into Kelly's vortex of weekend sex talk.
Oh.
All right.
Tried to warn you guys.
Natural one.
Oh,
two.
Are we sure we don't want to be in that one? Vortex?
Two. Well, it's unmodified. Did you get a roll of it?
Two as well.
Are we sure we don't want to be in that vortex?
Well, it could eat up a lot of time.
Oh.
It's going to take at least 5 turns to burn through all of our weekend.
That sexual of a weekend.
Well, it's with Kelly. That's the kind of office monster she is.
Oh, I see.
That's the kind of office
sex talk, weekend sex talk, office monster.
Yeah. Did you get a roll in there?
Oh yeah. I also have a 2.
Okay, you're all under the spell, and we'll spend the next.
This is going to get very uncomfortable.
Next 20 minutes. At the end of that 20 minutes, we'll roll again to see if this turns into an hour long lunch session. So this could be skewed. So she goes in talking about her weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe it. I went to this bar. All right, and ditched all my girlfriends because they didn't want to, like, hook up with the guys and things, you know, and that's what Kelly wants to do.
Right.
Constantly yammering on and on and on. Because you're just all hook, line, and sinker. You are you couldn't be more enthralled by all this. So go ahead and make your rolls again here.
Okay.
See if you can withstand the...
12.
16.
I got 18.
2.
All right. John and Gail, you're able to, like, this is ridiculous. This is... I bet half the stuff isn't even true.
Yeah, I know it's not.
Much less, you know, she just bigged up. Well, sadly, Orlando and
Dan
Smith, you guys are very much enraptured.
I'm going to use, it says once per game I have this ability where I can, as a temp, I'm able to, what does it say here? I'm able to say, ooh, I'm not feeling well and take the rest of the day off sick.
Okay, if you wish, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use that.
But then is he out of the game?
For the rest of the day.
Yeah, just for the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day?
Unless he wishes to hide in the bathroom, but then if he gets caught saying he was going to be out.
I'll stay in the game. I'll
How about this? What if I cut her arm off?
Well, she's across the office. You'll have to cross the office. It may take several turns to cross the office.
Oh, okay.
And again, right now, you just love hearing her stories. That's you just can't get enough.
I do.
You
I
want
like
to go
dirty
to lunch.
Stories.
In fact, she says, well, let's grab lunch. And the two of you are like, I'm like, down.
Yeah.
I'm paying. You know, meanwhile, Gail.
How are we going to get
John
those
Bass,
numbers?
You are
though?
Like you're able to resist.
We resist it, but we still don't have the information that we need.
We can search her desk while she's out.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
So then,
all right. So you let her go to lunch with Dan and
Lando.
And Lando.
Sex lunch
for the next
sex
hour.
Sex lunch.
I would like to search the desk.
Great. Go ahead and roll their die there.
Nine.
Gail, did you want to check her computer?
Yeah, I'm IT, so
you're
IT,
yeah. You're
gonna
get a big
right
bonus
there,
for that one.
So I'm gonna roll this. There's a 12.
12. Okay, with your bonus, she left her computer on with the IT with the numbers, Q4 numbers, right on that page.
Perfect.
You're able to print those out right away.
Print, baby.
And compile them.
All right.
Compile them.
Print.
So we have three of the four. The last is with Roz. Did I find anything from my search on the desk?
Again, you just found some
cat pictures.
Cat pictures.
Can I have them?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I leave her something?
If you wish.
I took a shit in one of the drawers.
All right, very well. Okay. All right.
It is an outhouse.
One of the side drawers or the top drawer?
Like the real thin one that you don't know what to, like, maybe a keyboard goes in there, but you're not sure.
You're really sure? Yeah. Okay.
Also, like, she might not find that for years.
I hope not.
Well, it is currently 3 p.m.
We're running out of time.
Like it.
ELB
like
is going to be at 5 o'clock.
Have we used any of our 15-minute breaks?
I haven't used any of mine.
Metamore said we get two per game.
And just again, stepping all outside be, for a second, does that count?
Depends who your manager is, who your direct manager is. All this information is in the employee manual. And
what I can't understand in the employee manual is that it says you can take an extra 15 if you smoke, but if you don't, you cannot. That doesn't make sense.
Well,
how long can I spend in the bathroom?
15 minutes. And then, again, depending on who your direct supervisor is, if they're curious about your location or where you are. Did you leave a note? Did you tell someone where you were going?
As usual, we're focused on the bathroom when we should be getting things done.
Again, it is now 4:45.
Oh,
4:45. I'm gonna try to get the check. Check, please.
Do I know which conference room Roz is working out of?
You do.
I would like to go to the conference room.
Okay. You go to the conference room. You open the door, and there you see Roz Walters, Midwest Regional COO, and she's expecting the compiled numbers from you.
Hey, Roz, we have three of the four numbers we need for the Q4 numbers.
It's John. Bastion, right?
Bastion, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I needed those numbers.
Yeah, we're getting them together right now, but the thing is, Diane died, and she gave you the third set that completes the four, so as soon as I get those, I'll have all four, and I can right over to you. Yeah.
We have to tell HR about that.
Orlando killed her.
Okay. All right, well, maybe I'll have to have a talk with them.
Oh, yeah, you should probably have a talk with them.
So where are my numbers, John?
Well, I have these three. I just need
I'm going to tag in. Hey, hey, Roz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make her seem like it was her idea.
Good thinking, yes.
So, because you've always told us to take such initiative, I thought, you know, that we give you what we have, and then we just can't wait to see what you have to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
While Gail is talking, I sneak around and start setting the cat pictures up on Gail's work area.
Go ahead and roll your die there. Okay. But as an IT professional, no, your charisma is terrible.
While she's doing that, can I roll to see if this interaction finally counts as us meeting the Bechdel test?
It's a 4.
Okay, that's unsuccessful. Look,
shit.
I need some buy-in from you two, okay? Best practices. I need both of you all to roll.
Okay.
Yes.
She's throwing a lot of jargon
against
at us.
Your intelligence.
Where's
score.
That waiter with our check?
Here, let me try. Check, please.
I got a 10.
Oh, I got her.
I got a 10.
18.
18. Gail, you are currently broken by Roz Walters' eyes of disappointment.
Physically?
Well, not physically, but your spirit is broken by her eyes of disappointment.
That over
the next five
worse.
Turns, you can do nothing but agree with her and feel bad
about
yourself.
Shit.
Am I close enough to Gale to share a potion with her?
Yes, you are.
Here, take this monster.
It's a monster. It's an energy drink. It's a monster energy drink that will cut that eyes of disappointment from five turns to two turns.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is the one thing on Earth that seems weird in terms of, like, the energy drinks are named Monster, and there's a Vermilion Minotaur drink.
Oh, it's a Red Bull.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Okay, for Roz's turn, she is going to push a button on her desk, and some inoffensive alto saxophone music starts playing. This Muzak will now come in, Kenny G, and all your roles will be made at disadvantage.
Oh,
it's very hard to stay angry. Very hard to stay emotional here.
Does my fedora cover my ears?
It does not. It does not.
I can't believe we're missing this whole boss fight.
Familiar with your work, John. You've done a very poor job. I'm not gonna lie. I'm real disappointed.
I think maybe you're jumping to conclusions just a little bit. And I just want you to understand that here are the first three sets.
They haven't been compiled with the fourth set.
Which I need to get from you.
Okay, I don't work here.
But Diane said she gave
Richmond.
Them to you.
Diane, who's Diane?
She's the lady with her arm cut off.
I need to roll a perception check there. Okay, see if you can.
Okay, yeah. 11. But I also, I'm also wearing my... my reading glasses of
reading
plus glass. Six.
That's excellent. You notice the numbers are in a folder on her desk. The numbers from Diane.
Okay, while this is happening, I've become one with the wall.
Yeah, you're still under the eyes of disappointment, yep. Under the pain.
And while this fight is going on, and we're still out at lunch, and it's almost five, I want to roll to talk shit about Kelly when she goes to the bathroom.
Ooh.
Sure.
I can't wait to hear this.
19.
Perfect. You let her have it.
Great.
What? Yeah. Why did we do this? What a waste of time. Oh. We know those numbers are due, and we chose to do this, and the stories are always the same.
Yeah.
Because every week it's the same, you know, sad story.
It feels great to talk shit about your coworkers when they're not around. That feels amazing.
I decide that I say to Roz, I say... well, actually, half my team just disappeared this afternoon, so I'm doing the best that I can, and then I leap to grab the numbers off of her desk.
Okay. Ooh, she steps in the way.
Oh.
Your hands touch her body.
She is furious.
She's absolutely furious at this point.
Meanwhile, while that's going on at the restaurant... Orlando is going to roll, since it's so close to five, to kind of like, fuck it, the day is pretty much over. We should probably go home.
Grab some more drinks? Oh.
Yeah, or get some more drinks. Like, just kind of fuck it. Like, well, it doesn't make any sense to go back in the
office.
You're
not going back to work now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Because then, we would be trapped there for who knows how long. We can't just walk in and be like, hey, oh, be there for 2 minutes and then go home or go out for drinks.
Yeah. Cool with me.
John Bastian, it's come to my attention that you, you disseminated confidential compensation information to other employees?
You inseminated other employees?
No. Disseminate.
Phew.
Steve told me you were discussing compensation. Is that correct?
Yes. yes, that is correct.
And then you touched my body.
I should apologize for that, and I should commit to working an extra 2 hours tonight to make sure this is done before I leave.
I need you to roll saving throw.
Okay.
Versus being laid right. off.
Come on, big numbers, big numbers, big numbers. 3.
John Bastian, we're letting you go.
No. What?
Damn!
No!
Oh, I'm so glad we're not
you
in
go,
the
John
office
Bastian.
Right now.
And now, I make one last effort to say, I'm so sorry. I'll do anything to make this right. I'll work this weekend. I definitely want to get those Q4 numbers to you.
Okay, roll again.
Here we go. Let's see. Come on, John. Do it. 6.
I need you to leave now, John. Okay? This is your last day.
No.
This will be your last day.
Double DM!
You idiots went to lunch and I got fired.
So while this is happening, I go back to my computer and can I see if I can send an email but time date it back So it looks like she had the finished product the whole time.
That's very difficult, but might...
But I work in computers.
I know you work in computers, but we still don't have Diane's numbers. Still don't have Diane's numbers.
Okay, can I make them up?
What you can do, go ahead and roll.
Okay.
On your computer check there.
Okay, it's a 9.
It's a 9. You do notice on Roz Walter's computer mm-hmm. that there's an email from Diane that says, thank you for those numbers.
So then can I go access it from my computer? Because do I have Diane's access numbers? To all of the emails?
Well, you probably can, but I'm just saying.
Just
she knew. She knew that she had those numbers.
God, she has to live with that.
As an action before we leave the place where we're having dinner, since the service was so bad and took
bad
us forever to get
service.
The check,
yeah.
I'm going to leave one of Diane's eyes on the table
as
a tip.
Okay, I'm going to kill everyone in the restaurant.
Everyone in the restaurant?
Well, not Dan Smith. Not my buddy Dan Smith.
Okay, you do it. You manage to get in the restaurant.
No, wow.
I take back Diane's eyes, and I take my knife out and grab whatever eyes I can from those around me.
Great. We've gotten a lot of eyes.
It's going to be 36 eyes.
Worst. Seems like it's a bad day for John Sebastian.
I have been playing John. First of all, his name is John Bastion. Second of all, I've been playing this character since I was in the Great Halls of Tarakas, and now he's fired, and it's all your fault.
We just got a lot of eyes.
But now, just so you know, you will get... unemployment benefits and Cobra for several weeks.
You get a snake.
I get a Cobra?
You get a snake.
Ooh. That's exciting.
So in that time, if you can find more employment, that's good. But as Gale did discover, Roz had those numbers. She knew about it, so...
Can we bring that up against her somehow?
Well, the day is 5
Is there
o'clock.
Somebody...
It's 5 o'clock.
It's too late.
It's 5 o'clock.
Wow, good session, everyone. Good session.
Yeah.
Man, a lot.
Whew.
Well,
everyone came out pretty good. Except
no, that's not true.
But I mean, overall, it's pretty successful.
No, we failed to do what we were set out to do, and one of us is fired. That's a bad day.
Wait, who got fired?
I got fired.
Oh, that's right.
But I guess if you're not the one that's fired, you had a pretty good day.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Look, Gale got a bunch of toner. Dan got a bunch of eyeballs. I got to kill a bunch of people, and you got a snake.
I have a cardboard box full of cat pictures.
I can't wait for Kelly to see that shit in her desk.
She'd never go find it.
And now we know. What do you do to send your magic-themed podcast into the stratosphere? Remove the magic. Shunt the King of the Badgers, a.k.a. Dan Smith, was played by Adol Refai. Usador the Lighter Blue, a.k.a. John Bastion, was played with a shocking level of vocal restraint by Matt Young. Meta Moore, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett. Bill runs the Chicago Improv Studio, where he teaches classes. You can learn more about that and his book, The Complete Improviser, at chicagoimprovstudio.com. Flower, a.k.a. Gail Davidson Durst, was played by special guest Brooke Bright. Brooke performs regularly with Adol in the show World News Tonight at Chicago's IO Theater. Don't worry, Matt, you'll get there. Charles Schmutz, the Carfoonist, was played by Scott Kurtz, the creator of the webcomics PvP and Table Titans. The assorted Oodles of Doodles players were voiced by Angela Kurtz, Corey Cassoni, and Steve Hamacher. Go to pvponline.com and buy their stuff with all of your Bitcoin riches. Oh, it's worth mentioning that Scott Kurtz plays Binwin the Dwarf in Acquisitions Incorporated, a Dungeons & Dragons live play podcast and YouTube series, along with the Penny Arcade guys and Patrick Rothfuss. If you somehow enjoy this junk, you'll probably enjoy that junk too, so go check it out. Offices and Bosses is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Logo by Allard Leban, and theme music by Andy Poland. And now the first word in this week's secret phrase was...